trouble, cause I'm burning something powerful. Fuel injection action from my femur to my collarbone. Gone in 60 seconds as I'm blasted through the danger zone. Double time and rhyming, stopping on a dime. When they wave the checkered flag, you know I'm clocking in my time. Barriers are broken from the subsonic wave. I'm all gassed up knowing that the fast lane pays.
In Sega vocal tracks. This is the voice of Sega with Dr. Scott Nick.
Ha! What? Ha! Ha! Come on! Woo! Just cruising. Excuse me, sorry, but I didn't mean to trouble you. I was just cruising along in my BMW. When I saw you driving by, you caught my eye. And then I thought, why are you on your own, all alone? Talking with someone on the end of a phone. Is there another guy just waiting for you to get home? Ha, girl, I should have known. So what's the deal between you and me? Can we get together, watch TV? I know there's a place that you'd rather be, where the money means nothing and the drinks are free. Let me take you there, no need to be aware. I tell you I'm a millionaire. Forget about him, I'll treat you right. Let me turn out the light and we can get it on tonight. Ha!
All night.
Come on, yeah, let's get it on tonight.
All night.
Well, alright, alright. Yeah, know what I'm saying?
All night.
Woo! It's like that, it's like that.
All night.
All night, baby. Come on. So you followed my car along the freeway. I gave you plenty of room, lots of leeway. We drove for a while, not more than a mile. Keeping in touch, talking on the mobile. The clock went 10 when we got to my mansion. The only thing that I could think about was expansion. We went into the kitchen and I poured some wine. And I thought to myself, ha ha, girl, you're mine. I told you to undress me, caress me, try to impress me, but just don't possess me. Do what you wanna do, anything you want to. That feels good, please continue. Forget about him, now he's out of sight. Hey, it's me, I'll make it alright. So come on, why don't you turn out the light and let's get it on tonight. Come on, huh.
All night.
Say what, let's get it on tonight.
All night.
Come on, woo. Let me hear it.
All
yeah.
Night.
following morning, the day was dawning. I got up yawning, saw you lying in my bed, scratching your head. And then you said to me,
where are you going, honey?
To make some money, I replied, what's so funny? You looked at me with the smile on your face like you wanted something, another embrace. So I paused for a minute to say goodbye. I really didn't wanna make you cry. I left for work about 9:30, forgot about what I'd left behind. The day was okay, kinda lazy, hazy, but when I got home you really amazed me. I got through the door to my shared delight, you were still in bed. Hell, let's get it on tonight. Let's get it on tonight.
Why, hello there everyone, and welcome to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. That was a pretty bad transition between the last song and the talk bed music, but oh well. I think I need to find a better talk bed track to mix the theme of the show, but alas, I am too lazy to do such a thing. But if there's any good backing track you can think of, please let me know, and I'll be sure to download it for the future. But yes, hello everyone, and welcome to the hippity hop, rappy yappy show for today. Yes, I'm so from the ghetto, yo, homie, dog. Okay, what we just had there was one of my favorites from Anarchy Reigns. It was Fastlane by Russian and Diamonds. Then after that, we had one of my favorite Sega tracks from all time. It was Let's Get It On Tonight. Let me hear ya all night. Say what? Okay. Scott, no singing today, okay?
Okay.
Good. But yes, a big hello to everyone who is listening in today. We don't have much, but it's better than no one, I suppose. In the chat room, active, we have Mr. Mikhail24RD. I'm getting better at saying your name. I always want to say R2D2 for some reason. Don't ask me why. We've got 20, and we've got Gum. Oh, and also Mr. Rapid Run. Hello to you too. If you are listening elsewhere and you're not in the chat room and you'd like a shout out, be sure to message me on Twitter at VoicesSega or at RadioSega, or the option is there at Dr. Scottnik. You have all those three options. If you'd like to make a request, be sure to leave a message in the chat room or on Twitter and use the hashtag RSVoice. So, this past week for me has been rather exciting. I am now officially finished with high school. Hooray! It's only been 12 years of my life. Now I am free to go to university and go do more education. I can't wait. Woo. I can't wait to retire. So yesterday at my school we had something called mock-up day or dress-up day, where everyone came to school in a costume of some sort. And I was originally going to go as the Doctor, surprise, surprise. But some people forced me to go as Filthy Frank, the YouTuber. Gum says, how does temporary freedom feel like? Well, it's pretty good, but there are some drawbacks. One, I've got exams in like 2 weeks, but I don't go to school at all, except for the exams. And I don't officially graduate until November, when all the results are in and everything like that. So I'm kind of half temporarily, there we go, I can't speak English today, like usual, sort of free. And a big hello to SBK as well, who's in the chat room, who's just been active. Hello to you. But yes, I went as Filthy Frank, and I was surprised that quite a few people knew who I was. They came up to me and was like, man, that is a filthy costume, Scott. Among other people, we had some Mortal Kombat characters there. We had the Avengers. Some of the costumes were really good, but then other ones were just cheap costumes you could buy from your local Target or Kmart or whatever it is. But yeah, and then we had a very strange one. It was a girl who decided to go as a closet. And at around recess time, which is where we have our lunch and all that, or not our lunch, have our snacks and all that, the year 8s to year 12s, year 11s, sorry, came to have a watch of all our costumes, so we did like a fashion parade sort of thing for them. And the girl who came as the closet walked down. As soon as she got on the stage, she opened it and she came out of it. And the whole school started clapping and just cheering her on. It was great. And then when I get home, I see her Facebook post saying, "Yes, I am a lesbian." So that was pretty good, that was. She won an award for it, which I think she deserved, because it was a rather inventive way of telling people she's gay. But anyway, enough about my life. Let's get back into some more music, where we have a request from the very sexy KC. It is Mr. Wilson from his Sonic 3 EP album. This is Stardust Dreaming. Enjoy.
Competition is becoming late. They can't run a mile with my red and white hot tops. And I can beat you rocking my socks. Green Hill Zone, that is my block. I told y'all the blue blur's hotter than the summer. Signature move, I'm a stone cold stunner. The artificial intelligence becoming dumber. You can catch me on Smash Bros, beating down plumbers. I'm not familiar with the steady flow. I don't know how to stop, all I know is go. Stardust Highway is a mean course, but in a flash I can kill it with the speed force. Stay on speed, no drug habit, been quick on my feet before ricochet rabbit. Light speed isn't steady, bro, but you better run away when you hear ready go. OMG, check out the blue kid beaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. OMG, check out the blue kid beaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. I'm Stardust dreaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. I'm Stardust dreaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. Making moves on a Sega CD. In Japan and UK, they call it Mega CD. I'm just a traveler collecting all the time stones. Trying to have Dr. Robotnik mind blown. He's a bootleg Geppetto, cause instead of using wood, Doc use all metal. So create a robo version of me. Sarcastic voice, this is lovely. And knows everything I'm gonna do. Even the hit, but I know everything it's gonna do. Strange, isn't it? I find it funny that Robotnik's controlling them. Doesn't matter, I'm still gonna beat the both of them. Been traveling to the past, present and future. So the world can have the good, past, present and future. This whole quest is about to go my way. My way on the Stardust Highway. OMG, check out the blue kid beaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. OMG, check out the blue kid beaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. I'm Stardust dreaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. I'm Stardust dreaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. Moving at the speed of sound. Quick as hedgehog around. Got ourselves in this situation. Stuck in a new location. Without any explanation. No time for relaxation. I said no time for relaxation. But after this quest, I'm going on vacation. OMG, check out the blue kid beaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. OMG, check out the blue kid beaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. I'm Stardust dreaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming. I'm Stardust dreaming. At the speed of light, I'm Stardust dreaming.
Protect yourself from them evil spirits that's in you.
Streaking lights, loud sounds and instinct are the elements that keep me going. I am fighting my own mission. Nothing's gonna stand in my way, no, no.
I will be the one to set your heart free, true.
Even if you die, I cannot be caught alive. So what I break the law before I go, I would die. So get your gun, and it's on the ground. Which way did he go is the question. I have the masses gasping and stressing, but I'm infected with thoughts of a madman. So any strategy to capture me is a bad plan. I am what is known as a villain. So any opportunity to strike, I am killing. I'll chill when the hounds take a break in. Even when the sin is forgotten, I will take them. On another round, it is found, I don't care. I'm always down and I'm bound to be anywhere. So take a look over your shoulder, what do you see? And stay away from the light, trust me.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. Excuse me. What we just had there was a request from Mr. Casey. It was Mr. Wilson from his Sonic 3 EP 2 album. It was Stardust Dreaming. I've never actually heard that song before, but I really enjoyed it. I remember I've listened to his first EP. That was when I did the Mean Remix Machine. That one came out, but I never got a chance to listen to the second album. Then after that, we had a request. Oh, I am dying at the moment. And then after that we had a request from AlphaDog1996, who is now in the chat room. So hello to you, good sir. I'm glad you were able to make it today. And now that he's here, actually, you'll be hearing a lovely karaoke track from him today, which isn't related to rap of any kind. It takes it off in a different direction, but it's going to be worth it, trust me. Next week, we got another karaoke track from AlphaDog, which is going to fit the theme a bit more, since it's the Bentley Jones show next week. So if you have a request for that, be sure to send me a tweet at Voice of Sega, at Radio Sega, or at Dr. Scott Nick with the hashtag ISVoice. I was about to say VSVoice there for some reason. I don't know why. And I think a certain gum should maybe one day record a karaoke track for the show. I think that would be rather wonderful. I think people would enjoy that. But yes, in some big news, Shadow the Hedgehog is now in Sonic Boom. Everyone hoping for a boom shadow, boom shadow, boom shadow. Now, some of you may have understood that reference, and then some of you probably were just like, what the hell are you doing, Scott? A couple months ago, Mike Pollock did a little song called Boom Shadow, where he expressed his feelings about everyone asking him if there's going to be a Boom Shadow, and finally there is, and I believe it's on the final episode of the show. I have not watched an episode since, like, episode 15 or something. I have no interest in it at all. I'm not really into that sort of comedy stuff. I prefer Sonic X. That was much more like my sort of style of a cartoon for a Sonic show. Not the American version, the Japanese version, of course, because everyone knows the American version was pretty terrible, especially with all the unnecessary censoring. Like, four kids. Why? But yes, he's going to be in Sonic Boom, and I have a feeling he's just going to be a generic bad guy person who has amnesia. Maria! Who am I? Who am I? Why can't I remember anything? And who is this Maria? I apologize for that terrible impression right there. And in other news, Alien Isolation is coming to Mac and Linux. So, hooray for people with Mac and Linux. Yay for Tassos, who has... Who is the only person I know who actually uses Linux. And probably Voice as well. But other than that, hashtag PC Master Race. And also, probably the biggest news, which I can see on TSSC right now, Sega on Western Phantasy Star Online 2 PC release were working behind the scenes for potential solutions. In other words, we're not doing anything, but we want to say something to make it sound like we are. So, I would not expect any Phantasy Star Online 2 coming anytime soon, but hey, you never know. But let's have a quick look to see what people have been saying in the chat room. Gum, Boom Shadow confirmed. Boom Shadow, Boom Shadow. Alpha Dog says, I'm out of the loop too, lol, but now I want to for Shadow. Well, I'm only going to tune into that episode. Other than that, I'm not really going to be bothered with it. Maybe we'll hear me soon, we'll see. Oh, hooray! Boom Shadow, yes, RSN Live. Yes, RSN Live. Mike Pollock's Little Sign, yeah, US version was just, I can't, I know, there's the one, the most censoring part that stood out to me the most was where, Sonic just comes out of the water or something, I can't really remember what happened, but he puts up a sign, like in the style of old cartoons, such like Roadrunner and like all those Looney Tunes stuff, and in the Japanese version it says something on the sign, it's like a oops or I can't remember exactly, but on the American version, he just holds up a sign that has absolutely nothing on it. And I was just like, why? But the censoring of the blood and all that, such as when Shadow punches Tails, that I can understand, but a sign to nothing? I don't get it, man. So, Sega failing its fans again. Surprise, surprise there. Anyway, enough chatting for me. Let's get into some more music from a request from Twitty. This is the Master Mix 90 edition. Mix Nick and Steve, do me a favor. I haven't actually listened to this beforehand, so I'm going to experience this together. So, and then after that we have a request from the rather wonderful, hang on, let me just find out who this was from again. Hang on again there. From Mikhail24ID, I believe. It's another Anarchy Range track. It's My Town, My City. Enjoy.
Yo, Nick and Steve, you coming out tonight?
No, man, we're staying in to check out a brand new Sega console.
Sega? What's that?
Check this out.
Yo. Master System cost them £80. 128 color, 3 channel sound. Yeah, they got more games than Fish of the Box. Like Operation Warfare and Psycho Fox. Don't act R-Type, World Game, Chase HQ, World Soccer, Baseball, Wonderboy 2. The list of games goes on and on and on. The Sega boss is 100 strong. Sega.
Yeah.
The Voice of Sega with Dr. Skotnik.
And welcome back to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. That is still a tongue twister to say, having to say Sega twice in such a short time. Anyway, what we just had there was Mix Nick and Steve, Do Me a Favor, the Master Mix 90. I don't know what to make of that. That was, it was definitely something. Twinny said that he first heard that on the rap slash hip-hop themed episode of Late in Live, but I remember tuning into that and I do not remember hearing that song. I would have assumed it would have stuck in my mind, but oh well. Yes, something I was going to say but it completely went out of my mind, but I'm just curious to know, what has everyone been playing in the chat room? Alpha Dog says he's been playing Sonic 3 and Knuckles, which he says he's now somewhere halfway through the game, I believe. But yeah, I am terrible at Sonic 3 Knuckles. It's probably the worst, it was very hard to finish. I'm at the Big Arms boss battle. I haven't played the game in months. I just can't beat it. But then, on the other hand, Sonic 2 I can complete in like 40 minutes, half an hour. I can just breeze through that game. Sonic 1, I don't think I've actually, bothered to complete that one. So with Sonic games for me, they're more of a pick up and play sort of thing, especially the older ones. I have them like all downloaded on my phone and I just play them whenever I'm waiting for the bus or something like that. I just do speedruns over and over again. Alpha Dog says he's almost done, he only has a few more zones to go. Well, I wish you luck there, my dear fellow. I wish you much luck indeed. And coming up soon is a karaoke track, like I said before, from Alpha Dog 1996. And as he says multiple times, he is not drunk when he did this song. But you're going to feel like he is. I have a feeling I'm going to overrun by about 10 minutes today, but that's alright, because there's no show after us. But I have a very nice track coming up in a minute for someone who was like, we need some Knuckles raps from Sonic Adventure 2 to balance out all the Anarchy tracks raps. There we go, good English. That was said by Rapid Run, and I have listened to your request, and coming up next is a lovely rap from Sonic Adventure 2. It is a ghost pumpkin soup. Enjoy.
Knuckles, and we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ready? I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here. I can sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head, cause I have no fear. This probably seems crazy, crazy. Graveyard theory. Our ghosts try to approach me and got leery. Ask him a question, and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkin in the alley. Didn't seem happy, but they sure tried to get me. Had to back him up with a fist, metal cracker. I'm hearing someone saying, you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched and I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deeper. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost trying to approach me, he got near.
Been away for a minute, but it's good to be home. I have to run those zones, and I know I'm gone long. But you're the zone that I rep when they ask where I'm from. Yeah, we got the best seats in the house. Clear skies, no clouds. You can build big dreams here without an ounce of doubt. We're starbound, baby, shout it out. Got my my apartment here on the top floor. Honestly, what more could I ask for? See the stars, mirror image in the streetlights below. Those green streets that I well know. I wear green garments, but I'm not from Green Hill. Living in the city where I cherish the free will. I'm back for the night, so I'ma show love starlight. Tell me what's been up.
Come get your hair, throw 'em up in the air. We gon' chill like we just don't care.
You throw your hands up.
Take a look around, no one's shedding a tear. Because everybody in the fam is there.
That's right.
We never break a sweat when the fam is there. Just listen with both of our ears.
The memories that I would ever need locked in my internal treasuries. It all comes back to me heavily when I see the streets I used to kick it on regularly. We be killing the mic in the still of the night. I'd learned to rhyme underneath that glittering street light. At the end of my road you'd find my biggest fan. We dropped so many bombs, the bombs walked on land. It wasn't all good, none of us can forget the day we lost the whole me to a bottomless pit. Shit, and all the girls I used to dream with I ain't seen since. They left the zone looking for another dream prince. Hit a check with a two so I can save the view, since I don't know where my journey is taking me to. But me and my crew are in the city tonight. One love starlight.
Go get your hands, throw 'em up in the air. We gon' chill like we just don't care.
Now put your hands up.
Take a look around, no one's shedding a tear. Because everybody in the fam is here. We never break a sweat when the fam is there. Just listen with both of our ears.
Listen clear.
Gather around, never shedding down. So check it out. What's going on? Everything is alright in starlight. Let's go and get it on now. Everything is alright in starlight. It's such a lovely night. What's going on? What's going on? In starlight zone.
Trying to get those rings. Little bad motherfuckers. All the homies chilling on the hidden pathway at the end of Act One. I still see ya. Raise a glass to the city of stars. And I'll be home again real soon. One.
Now you may be wondering to yourself, Scott, that wasn't a rap track. Well, the start of it was, I guess, I assume. But I went a bit off topic there because what we've got next is not a rap track at all. It's not from Anarchy Reigns. It's not from Mad World. It's from the IRC chat room. Well, to be specific, it's from Skype. It is a lovely, lovely, lovely karaoke track from AlphaDog1996, the first willing person to send me over a karaoke track. We've had Lime have his Eggman song be on, but I did not even get his permission to play that. I just decided to play it out of friendship, because everyone knows friendship is magic. Oh, did I just reference My Little Pony? I just did. I apologize. I am not a brony, just so you know, okay? Okay. So what I just had there was a Ghost Pumpkin Soup from Sonic Adventure 2. So spooky. Then after that, we had from Zone Runners, A Glass to the City of Stars. And then after that, of course, we had Zebrahead, His World from Sonic 06, which I've been playing. And I actually kind of like it in a way. I can see how the game could have been good if there were no glitches, if it was just more, if they focused just a bit more on it and they put more effort and time into it. I think it could have been a really good game, but it's just the glitches that brings it to a unenjoyable degree, especially with the loading times. If a game has long loading times, I can't stand it. Like, there's a few Wii U games that I enjoy, but the loading times are so long on them that they dampen the whole experience for me. I nitpick a lot. If a game has a really bad frame rate, I'm not going to enjoy it at all. If a game has long loading screens, I'm not going to enjoy it as much as I should, which is kind of bad, I suppose, but hey, you should make your games the best they can be and not do a half-assed version of it. So let's see what's been happening in the chat room. Countdown ready, says Mikhail. Yep. You're gonna love this. Alpha Dog, get ready for this. Alpha Dog says he also plans to send another one for the next week's show because it's Bentley Jones' theme. That's right, we've been playing such tracks as Dreams of an Absolution, so much more, and other Sonic-related track. And maybe not so Sonic-related, but don't tell anyone about that, okay? Okay. But yes, I think we should go straight into this little karaoke track. I don't know what to say, but I hope to see you on the other side. If not, it's been nice knowing you, but this is Alpha Dog, City Escape. Enjoy.
Rolling around at the speed of sound, got places to go, gotta follow my rainbow. Can't stick around, have to keep moving on. Guess what lies ahead, only one way to find out. Must keep on moving ahead. No time for guessing, follow my plan instead. Trusting in what you can't see, take my lead, I'll set you free. Follow me, set me free. Trust me and we will escape from the city. I'll make it through. Follow me, set me free. Trust me and we will escape from the city. I'll make it through, prove it to you. Follow me. Oh yeah. Danger is lurking around every turn. Trust your feelings, got to live and learn. I know with some luck that I'll make it through. Got no other options, only one thing to do. I don't care what lies ahead. No time for guessing, follow my plan instead. Find the next stage, no matter what that may be. Take my lead, I'll set you free. Follow me, set me free. Trust me and we will escape from the city. I'll make it through.
Well then, that was, as I've said multiple times today, that was definitely something. That was Alpha Dog, 1996, City Escape. I look forward to see what he has in store for next week, I'm sure to say that. But if there is a Bentley Jones track that you'd like to sing for next week, be sure to hit me a message on Twitter, at Dr. Skonic, or at Voice of Sega, where I'll give you my Skype details so you can send over a file so everyone can hear it. Alpha Dog says, I know already what it's going to be, and I do, and it's going to be glorious. If you thought that was bad, just you wait. Tweety has just come up with a very good idea. Alpha Dog 1996 and Skotnik duet. Good idea. We'll see about that. Stay tuned for next week, where you'll probably hear a little duet, the definitive version of a Bentley Jones song. We should also get Forever Sonic back one day to do another little duet together. That would that'd be rather wonderful. I feel my old cousin of mine. I'm not sure if I told you about this, but Twinny already knows about this, but there are some other people in the chat who probably don't. But Forever Sonic, the owner, well, was owner, kind of owner, of Radio Sega, just happens to be related to me. I swear I told you this the other week, but I don't care. I'm going to say it again, because this is a great story. It's just, I just can't believe it actually, like, what? Anyway, where was I? He was going through his family tree one day, where he saw my last name pop up, and he told me about it. And then I looked at my dad's family tree and I found out we are distant cousins. We've known each other for like 2 years, being good mates, and then all of a sudden, we were family. Anyway, unfortunately, this brings us to the end of the show. But it has been a rather good show and nothing has gone wrong today, which is great. Well, saying that, I've got two more tracks to play, and hopefully nothing bad happens while playing those, but we'll see how it goes. Hopefully I didn't just jinx anything. But a big thank you to everyone who listened into the show today. A big thank you to everyone in the chat room, even though half of them are not even active. We've got Trigon, SBK, Voice, underscore Spondy, Alpha Dog 1996, Fluffy Foxy, Gum, Mick underscore Bynes, Mick Hale 24RD, apologies for my little phone buzz there, Rapid Run, Spinnick, Trekkie, and Zimmerdon. And also to my very good friend on Twitter, Mr. Shigeri, who I have known for quite a few years from Sega Addicts, which is a great website, go over there. And he supported and tuned into my old show, The Mean Remix Machine, over on Sonic Radio back in the day. So a big hello to you. I hope you are doing well. But to finish off the show today, we have a request from Rapid Run, I believe it was. I cannot find the message, so I'm just going to assume it was Rapid Run. If not, I am an idiot and I completely forgot. It was either Rapid Run or Mick Hale 24RD. Oops. And then after that, we have a track from Mad World, because I think I played too much Anarchy Reigns earlier. So a big thank you to listening in to the show today, and I shall see you all next week for the Bentley Jones themed episode. I was trying to say something clever there, but nothing came into mind. Oh well. See you next week. Bye bye. Yes, hello, I'm back. Remember when I said that nothing's gonna go wrong this episode? Well, something did go wrong. That last track there, which was Black Panther 2 from Yakuza Chapter Ashura, Born to be Riled. That wasn't requested by, Rapid Run, or by MickHale24RD. It was actually requested by SBK, so I apologize for that. And I didn't even introduce the song, so I messed up there. But anyway, like I said before, thank you for tuning in. It's been a great show. And the final track we got up next is Ride from Mad World. See you all next week.
We go ride. kid. And he bounced around the brace. It is way out of your range. Feel like you just cut a check for the price of your life. And maybe I can get you a little something on the licenses. Been a long time coming. The squad ready, the whole world is summoned. He's so deadly with it, but so young that it's damn near impossible to see him coming. Yeah, until you see them legs running, trying to get out of the way of the gunning. The shots fired when the dude get it right. As soon as you catch a line, boy, that horse is coming.
Let's go.
And we gon' ride.
We gon'.
And we gon' ride.
The flex words and I'm showing the flow fairies. Yeah, so rock with it, gotta use your mind. I'm kinda nice with the words, boy, I'm on the grind. It's every hitting time and your dude up the back. It's guaranteed yard, every line, break it back. And when they scream and it's then they call, I stand tall, throwing heat at them until they fall. I'm trying to call me off, but I've been doing that. A soldier for the battle, just show me where it's at. And watch me lay him down, see we don't play around. We moving how we feel and get it by the pound. The flow got me going off of them tracks, man. It's live wash, so they gotta
let's
bring it back,
go.
Man. And we gon' ride.
We gon'.
And we gon' ride.
The knife with it, yeah. And he bounced around the price. It is way out of your range. Feel like you just cut a check for the price of your life. And maybe I can get you a little something on the licenses. Been a long time coming. The squad ready, the whole world is summoned. He's so deadly with it, but so young that it's damn near impossible to see him coming. Yeah, until you see them legs running, trying to get out of the way of the gunning. The shots fired when the dude get it right. As soon as you catch a line, boy, that horse
let's
coming.
Go.
And we gon' ride.
We gon'.
And we gon' ride.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.